It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
The Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. She's 12,519 tons in weight, 132.5 meters in length, 1,100 cubic meters of books on board with over 5,000 titles amongst those, the world's largest floating book fair, the Logos Hope, has docked in East London Port. Media Relations Officer Anastasia Lyushkina joining us now on the Daily Dispatch in discussion. Anastasia, welcome to our part of the world.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Nice to hear everyone and to be with you.
How long are you here until?
Yes, we will stay till 10th of April. The ship will be here.
Yeah, in East London until the 10th of April. And Anastasia, what days and what times will you be open to the public?
Yes, we are open every day from Tuesday to Saturday from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. And the port gates will be closed at 7 p.m. You need to enter before 7. Yeah, and on Sunday, we are open from 1 p.m. till as well 8 p.m. You're very welcome. And actually, we have very unique opportunity to come on Easter Monday from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Usually on Monday, we are closed, but on Easter time, we will be open.
Fantastic. Tell people what happens on board. Do they get to buy books from you?
Yeah, we have our ship is very interesting place because we are the world's largest floating book fair. And on board, we have more than 5,000 titles of books and around 800,000 books in our book hold. Yeah, you can come and experience time here and the connections with crew members. We have people from more than 60 countries. And for now, maybe more than 350 volunteers, crew members who are serving on board in different departments. Yeah, you can come visit, have a chat with us. And of course, we have iCafe where you can just buy coffee, different drinks, popcorn, ice cream. As well, we have different events on board. For example, on the 2nd of April, we will have The Greatest Treasure. It's a kids' play, but I think for families, we are open not just for school this time, but for families and everyone who wants to visit, you're very welcome.
What kind of books do you have on board, Anastasia?
Yeah, we have different topics. We have books for children, for young adults, novels, and books about sports, cooking, time management, leadership, about how to build relationships, how to communicate with your parents. You can find different.
Where do you get the books from? Where do you source them from? Are they donations or do you go out and buy them?
Yeah, thank you for your question. Our office is located in the US and also in Germany, but usually we get containers from USA.
Your website says you've had more than 10 million visitors. It's very popular.
Yes, exactly. During the Logos Hope exists, like this physical trip we have it from 2009. Yeah, we've got a lot of visitors during this time. And maybe if you look at our website, www.gbaship.org, you'll find the history of this amazing ministry, I would say. We started it in 1970. The first ship, Logos, was sailed. And now we continue this journey.
How is Logos Hope funded? Book sales alone? Surely not.
We have a person who had this desire to give the good books for all people and to bring different books to the places where is not good access to the literature. And he wanted to do it not just by land, but also by the ship, by sea. Yeah, and then how he started with his friend.
Who owns the Logos Hope?
We have, as I said already, GBA Ships. This is our company.
GBA Ships.
Yeah, okay. Good book for all GBA Ships. You can find it in the internet, yeah. And we started in Germany and in US. We have two offices there.
How do people join your team? How did you join?
Yeah, I've heard it from my friend. She was here on board for 1 year already. And I was really interested in this vision because the ship vision is to share knowledge, help and hope through different ways. We share knowledge through books that we have on board and the help, the practical thing that we help different organizations and support them and collaborate together when we come to port and to share hope as well, our personal stories of transformation and our hearts, I would say, with people. And it's really resonated with me with my life. And I just applied. I filled the application form. And you need to pass also English tests if you want to visit, because all the crew speaks English for the security and like safety reason first. Yeah, you need to speak English and to be over 18 years old. This is a requirement, at least this. And of course, I think should have and share these values that the ship has.
According to your website, 233 visits in total for the Logos Hope to 148 ports in 82 countries. How long have you been? Yes. How long have you been with the ship, and how many of those destinations have you personally managed to visit?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the question. I've been on board 1 year and 7 months, and I have visited 18 countries. For now, 18 countries and more than 25 ports. Because sometimes in different countries, we visit 2 or 3 ports.
And where to next after East London? Where do you go to next? Are you staying in South Africa?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we continue our journey in South Africa, and we are heading to Durban. This is our next destination, and then to Cape Town. In Durban, we will have the maintenance period where we will repair the ship and we will have dry dock time. Yeah, we will stay there for 1 month, but for public, we will be open from, I think, 7th of May.
Give us an idea of what life is like on board as a crew member on the Logos Hope.
Yeah, I think the life is very diverse. Because the people are very diverse, and we learn how to communicate with each other, because you have different cultures, direct, indirect. You learn a lot about yourself, who you are and who people are. And I think I would say the Logos Hope is a family, and we know each other here. And especially when you're more than 1 year on board, you know each other, and you learn a lot from each other. You do projects together and you grow together.
I just want to confirm that website. It's www.gbaships.org for anyone who'd like information on the Logos Hope. Anastasia, from your side, if you could just confirm for us once again the days and times that you'll be open to the public and some of those special events that you've got planned in East London Port between now and the 10th of April.
For sure, we will stay, as you said, till 10th of April, and we are open from Tuesday to Saturday from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m., but you need to enter inside of the port till 7 p.m. On Sunday, we are open from 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. as well, and on Easter Monday, we'll be open from 11 till 8 p.m. And about the events, we will have cultural events on board. For example, on the 2nd of April, we will have the Greatest Treasure Play, which will start from 10:30 and open doors at 10, and then at 2 as well, the second play. And on 7th of April, we will have cultural fair. If you want to experience different cultures and to see dances from different nationalities, you're very welcome, and you will have this opportunity to interact with our crew from all of the world.
Fantastic. We're chatting with the Media Relations Officer of the Logos Hope, Anastasia Lushkina. Any last words from you before we say goodbye and we trust our region treats you well?
Yes, thank you so much for having us here in East London. We are very excited and we are very happy to be here to explore the city and to communicate and contact with local people and to really build good friendships. Thank you so much for this, for having us. And of course, I will inspire everyone who is listening now to dream big and to believe that everything is possible. And just do not limit yourself. And if you believe, and for example, me personally, I know that God always protected me and always guided me, just to trust in Him as well and to keep going, to continue what you do and never stop. Just help each other, inspire each other, and to use your talents and gifts that you've got from heaven, I would say, and do not waste your time on the earth.
We appreciate your time, Anastasia. Enjoy your stay in the Eastern Cape, and thanks for joining us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.